Stop 2. High Street.
Turn right down the High Street.
On the left, opposite Information Centre, is the Mansion House, the centrepiece of the High Street for over 250 years. It was one of four surviving civic mansion houses in the country. It's a Grade 1 listed building built in 1748 and is used for meetings of Doncaster Metropolitan Borough Council and by the civic mayor of the town for official receptions. Unlike its three counterparts that were built as mayoral residences, Doncaster's Mansion House was created solely for entertainment purposes. Whilst there were several rooms within the building to provide accommodation, it was never intended to be used as a residence for the mayor. It was designed by architect James Payne, who designed many country houses in the north, including Cusworth Hall, which you may catch a glimpse of later. Outside the mansion house are four bronze sculptures of rose trees, each representing a different season. This was created by artist Richard Perry. Notice the old savings bank on the corner of Scott Lane, which has a plaque dedicated to William Hurst. This Doncaster architect also designed the subscription rooms, found a little further along High Street. Today, only the portico remains of the former subscription rooms, a major venue for betting during Doncaster's St. Ledger Race Week.
When you are ready, turn left and along Scott Lane.